the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Mi ha'ish hechacham v'yavein ezois? Who is the wise man that can explain to us? V'asher diber pi Hashem elav v'yagida. Who is the Navi who Hashem speaks to, who could let us know? Who is the Chacham or the Navi that can answer the following question? Alma avda ha'aretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed and lost? Nitzasach ha'midbar mebli oiver, becoming like a midbar, desolate, empty, without anybody passing through. How did this happen? We asked the wise man, we asked the Navi, and none of them are able to answer us. V'yoymer Hashem al azvam esterasi asher nasati lefnehem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because they left my Torah, which I placed before them, they wouldn't go in the path of Torah, they wouldn't listen to my voice, and that's why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. And the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Pei Aleph, and Gemara B'Metziah, and Shabbos, the Gemara says that the Pshat in the Pesukim are that Klal Yisrael maybe learned Torah, but they did not do Birchas HaTorah before. And that's why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. And that's why no one else could figure it out, because the Birchas HaTorah, why should Eretz Yisrael be destroyed? So Chaman didn't answer that. Nevi'im couldn't think that was the reason. But Hashem points out this is the reason. Now why didn't they make Birchas HaTorah? So the Ran and the Darim brings a Chassid, Rabbeinu Yaina, who says that they were not machshiv the Torah the way they were supposed to. It wasn't important enough to them to go along and make a bracha first. So they were learning Torah, but there was something lacking in their attitude. I'd like to share with you today a hesber on this Gemara from Rav Lezer Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the end of Sefer Yeshaya, the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the pasuk says, Shoychet Ashar Maki Ish. There are people who are acting terribly. They're bringing korbanos, bringing a shar for a karmel, but at the same time, or a few minutes later, they'll go over and they'll hit someone, kill someone. Zeveach Aseh, Oyriv Kalef. One moment, they're bringing a karmel before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're shechting Aseh, and then a little bit later, you see them being involved in Avodah Zarah, or chopping off the head of a dog. So it seems the Navi's Taina, Yeshaya's Taina, is probably that the people are contradicting themselves. You know, are you with Hashem or are you with the Baal? But Rav Shach says that's not the Pshat. People are filled with contradictions. The Navi's not shocked about that. Question is why people are filled with contradictions. And that's because people live external lives. Unfortunately, says Rav Shach, so many Yidden who aren't paying attention, they live a life where they basically look at themselves, I'm a guy, but with the Jewish culture, I have to go along and live in a Jewish way, and therefore I have this obligation to go along and do mitzvahs, do Torah, oh, I got to go daven mincha, oh, I have to go to my chavrusa, oh, I can't do this, or I need to do that. But they don't look at themselves as privileged Jews. They look at themselves as underprivileged Jews. I wish I was free. They don't look at they don't look at it as a wonderful gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a Yid and be able to do Torah mitzvahs. They feel like they're paying their dues to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're paying a tax, a Jew tax, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth is, it's a tchus. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. But that's only going to happen. You're only going to live a life of feeling wonderful in your nefesh if you have the right attitude to Torah and Yiddishkeit, and you're looking to change and become a new person. But as far as giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im tzedakta, even if you're filled with tzedek, matitle, what do you think you've given to Hashem? You don't give Hashem anything. He doesn't need us. It's about changing ourselves and becoming better Yidden. So the taina on the Navi at the end of Yeshaya, when he says that people are having contradictions, is the taina is, why are you living external lives? People live external lives. One moment they do this, and the next moment they do that. Why don't you change inside? And then this would never happen. You wouldn't be able to be shechting an animal one moment, and then getting into a fight with someone the next. You'd be living pure, real Yiddish lives from inside out. Then there would never, ever be steerus. That's why in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazayim, the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, it says, Limdu Heitev, Dir Shu Mishpat. The Navi is telling us we need to try to search and care and want to change. We want to learn it up. We want to look for Mishpat. We want to be able to change from the inside in order that Torah should be able to go along and affect our lives and become new people. Like it says in Sefer Micha and Treyasar, the Haftarah of Parshas Chukas, Parshas Balak, Higil Lacham Adam, listen up, man. Ma Toiv, Uma Hashem Dorish Emcha. What does Hashem want from you? Ki Masois Mishpat, Avas Chesed, Asnei Alachas Emalekacha. Hashem wants that Torah should change you. You should become a person with a new attitude. Torah and mitzvah should not just be masim actions. It should be something which is from inside. And now we can understand why it says in Pirkei Avos, Ein bor yirei chet, v'loy am ha'aretz chasad. A bor, an empty person, will never be a yirei shemayim. And am ha'aretz will never be a chasad. Why? Because they live a life of actions. And they think everything's about actions. They think Yiddishkeit. And you got to go through certain motions. So he'll always stay a bor in am ha'aretz. It has to be something which, from the inside, you realize needs to be changed, an overhaul, a new way of looking at things. It says in Pirkei Avos, Yofe sha'achas shal tshuva u'maisim toivim ba'olam hazeh yoseh mikol chayim haba. One moment of living with tshuva and maisim toivim in this world is better than all the schar you'll have in olam haba. Everybody knows the Mishnah says right next to that. One moment of bliss and schar in the next world and pleasure is greater than anything you're going to have in this world. And people try to understand how these two ideas go together. What's greater, the Olam Hazeh or the Olam Haba? So Rav Shach explains, if we're talking about external pleasures, pleasures which don't touch your soul, then Olam Haba is always going to be better than Olam Hazeh. Because Olam Haba is only a pleasure of the nefesh. Because otherwise, you're never going to be satisfied. Like it says in Kehelet, Gam ha-nefesh lo yisimale. With whatever you do, all the meat you eat, all the trips you go on, all the pools you swim in, all the pleasures that you have, all the helicopter rides, you'll never feel a real satisfaction in your nefesh. You'll need the Dvar Hashem. Without that, you'll never attain the real simcha. So the Mishnah tells us that the greatest char is an Olam Haba. But how do you get that? That's only living through a life of tshuva ma'isim toivim, because that's the real satisfaction. That's something that does something to you. It's not external. It's not about ma'isim. Ultimately, it's about changing our inside, becoming people who live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that the Nazir, who abstains from wine and doesn't cut his hair, the Torah says about him, even for 30 days, the Torah says about him, Nazir Elikav al Raisha. He's wearing a crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his head. Says Rav Shach, many people miss the haircut once a month. Many people don't drink wine for a month straight. Does that make them special? No, because it's only actions. But the Nazir has chosen, has dedicated himself to having a new life, to having a new attitude, of living closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what makes the Nazir special, for having decided he wants to travel down a new path, like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva. It's not enough to change your actions. A person has to go along and choose p'misyatzav al derech toiv, to have a new way of looking at things, a new attitude, a new path in life. Of course, chas v'shalom, no one should make a mistake from the shir and forget about that you have to learn Torah, shaloi l'shma, to get to l'shma. Of course, you have to go through shaloi l'shma. But the tachlis, the goal, has to be to get to a life of Torah, Yerushalayim, and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and change, and not just live a life as a cultural Jew who does certain things, eats kishka, drinks this, eats that, doesn't do this, because I'm a Jew, I do that too. No, it has to be something from inside that changes. And that is the pshat of the Gemara on the Haftarah which we began with. Klai Yisrael, we're learning Torah, because that's what Jews do. I do my daf. No, it has to be much more than that. It has to be a greater goal. That's good, but it has to be a goal. The goal is I want to go along and become a new person. I want to become a Torah-dicker person. I want to be able to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a schus to give me Torah mitzvahs. It's not a burden. It's not annoyance. Someone who lives with a life of only Maisim and cultural Judaism, he wishes he would have less Torah mitzvahs. He doesn't look at it as a privilege to be able to have all the Torah mitzvahs. But someone who does, who realizes it's a schus, then Torah will change him. And that's pshat in the Gemara, that darshan from the pasuk in Haftarah, that they weren't mevarach b'Torah tchila. Because what do we say in the bracha? Asher bachar abanu mikol ha'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, you chose us. I appreciate the opportunity, I appreciate that I can change. V'nasa lona was teirasa. Teira is not just something I do, but it's something because you gave me as a gift, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you love me. V'chaya oylam notav v'zecheinu. This is something that's good for me. It's from Abba you gave me Teira mitzvahs. It's not just paying my tax or paying my monthly fees for being alive. It's a privilege and an honor to go along and serve by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the problem of that generation that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is addressing in Haftarah. It says in that pasuk, the same pasuk. You didn't go on my ways, you didn't appreciate my path. You were doing certain actions, but you weren't walking down my highway. You were walking down your own road and doing certain Jewish actions. But you didn't choose it. And that's why they didn't make a bracha first, because they didn't appreciate that it's a privilege and a schus to go along and be a yid. So that's why the Navi says in the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, Lamali Reis of Chechem. What do I need all this karbanos for? Like we said earlier, at the end of Sefer Yeshayah, you have all these contradictions because you're not living a life of Torah. A ben Torah is someone who needs to change, who realizes, Ma Hashem Dorish Mimcha. What does Hashem want from me? He wants anew. He wants me to be dedicated to Him. He wants me. He wants me from the inside. So Mirt Hashem, like we said on Shabbos, Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishvat. We have to go with an attitude. I want to learn Musar. I want to work on my Yiras Shemayim. I want to become an internal Jew. And then we'll be Zarcha. That Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov. B'mehera V'Yameinu.